With Memorial Day just around the corner, people are thinking, where am I going to go for summer vacation? Well, there's only one person to ask. And of course, it's Rose Gray from Fox World Travel. And she hosts the show here on Saturdays. And Rose, I want to ask you, what are the destinations people are talking about for summer travel this year?
Well, a couple of our sources, like TripAdvisor, which you think, Rose, you actually use TripAdvisor? I do. I take everything with a grain of salt, and I make sure I understand where the comments are coming from. But they also do some pretty remarkable research, and we use that. I also looked at MasterCard.com. They have a very robust travel department that gives us some heads up on that. And what they're saying is, they've got a list of places that they're thinking people are going to go globally, and then they've got a list that they think people are going to travel to domestically. Believe it or not, the number one global destination throughout the United States is Cancun. Cancun.
Really?
It's just
not Europe.
That's, I think it's easy, it's affordable, and if your kids are out of school, that doesn't stop you from going to a wonderful family-friendly all-inclusive resort in Cancun or the Riviera Maya. And they're stretching their boundaries. Remember, it used to just be Cancun, and now you can go south to the Playa del Carmen area and continue on that way all the way down to Akumal, but they're also going north and they're developing that area. So you can also go across to Isla Mujeres and you can do some other things. They've made some outstanding golf courses now to attract that kind of person. So it's not just a winter getaway anymore. London, number two on this list with both of the companies. Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic for the very same reasons as Cancun. Paris, always, you know, there's no bad time to go to Paris. And because of the Olympics and all of that kind of thing, people are avoiding sometimes, but they want to see some of that pre-Olympic or post-Olympic hype. And so some people are, there's no bad time to go to Paris, in my opinion. Cabo San Lucas, Rome, Aruba, Barcelona, Spain. So those are some of the places that these people who do the research are saying are going to be in the top 10.
Now, for international travel, how much ahead of time should you be booking those flights?
I would say if you're doing something in Rome or Paris or Barcelona or any of the European destinations, I would probably be doing that now. And I would be, you know, hoping I could still get something for July and August. Again, using a travel advisor is probably a very, very good idea because they can give you suggestions like you may want to avoid August because literally Europe shuts down during August. Now, that hasn't stopped some U.S. travelers, but that's when the Europeans take their holiday. So it's not uncommon for somebody that owns a shop or a restaurant to close for 2 or 3 weeks and go on their family holiday. And so you may find some things are closed at that time. So, you know, those are the suggestions that we would give you. Now, domestically, we're looking at Vegas, Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Honolulu, New York, Chicago, Key West, San Diego, Boston. All of the places that you would think are going to be hot spots are going to be hot spots.
Are you still getting a lot of inquiries about Disney World? Because their prices have gone up so much.
We're finding out that some people are saying, you know what? We thought about Disney World, but what if we went to Universal instead? Or what if we did Tampa and just did a day or two at Disney and traveled back and forth? Or how can we make this more affordable? Because we looked at doing the wow factor where we stay on the property and just get a 4-day pass and stay there for 5 days. We've got 3 kids. We priced it out. It's crazy expensive. What are some other options? Don't forget, there are all kinds of other parks and amusement parks throughout. What about Legoland? What about taking them to some other
SeaWorld?
Many other options. It's doable, and we understand. Once your kids get to a certain level, grade 6, grade 7, it's not really easy to take them out of school anymore. And so we're seeing more and more people say, I know this isn't the perfect time. I know it's summer. I know the crowds are going to be high, but this is when we can travel.
Now, I know it's not this summer, but you have on Fox World Travel Show have just announced some fabulous exotic trips. I'm thinking Galapagos.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Africa. And they're not in the summer. They're
fall.
About a year off.
Yep.
Yeah, about a year off. What do you need to do if you want to find out more about these fabulous bucket list trips.
Start the conversation. Just look at our website, foxworldtravel.com. Pick up the phone and call 866-GO-FOX-GO. Just because you make an inquiry, you're not giving us a commitment. You just want more information. Why did you pick this trip? Why did you pick this itinerary? Who's going to be taking this itinerary? What do I know about the tour operator that you're using? What are the vaccination requirements? Are there any? How much validity do I have to have on my passport? Do I need a visa? Those are questions that we can readily answer for you, and that can help you make the decision. You look at the new catalog of all of the trips that we've got out there, and it's hard to choose. It's very hard to choose.
All right, one last question. Where are you going this summer?
Well, this summer, I'm taking a private group to Alaska to celebrate a milestone birthday, which we will not give that number, but I think some people can figure it out.
You're going to be 30, huh?
Yeah, thanks. And I have the pleasure of just being able to take my husband and 48 of our closest friends and family on what is to me my trip of a lifetime. But once that trip is over, I'm hitting the ground running. I'm going to Germany with Scafidi. I'm doing a battlefield trip again with John Bromage, and then I'm off and running. So
okay, and if you want to learn more, you can go to where again?
Foxworldtravel.com.
Rose Gray, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.